Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
I love a nerd rope, and I love a nerd cluster.
I don't like the textures. I'm using it on a texture guy.
Oh, my God, that's what's so good about it.
Oh, the texture's the best. It's gummy and crunchy.
I'm going to kill all of you.
You suck on nerds, but they squish somehow? That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the best of all worlds.
Where were those ones that Nick sent?
Oh, those are the sweet, sweet tart ropes. They made my tummy hurt, but yeah. I kept eating them anyway.
I liked them because it was a more consistent texture.
Now hold on a damn second. Because you don't like your soup to be all smooth. And now you're like, I like a smooth texture. I don't like a texture.
What is it, Tim?
I love a smooth soup and I leave it chunky for you.
Chunky or smooth, Tim?
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but the consistencies of soup and nerds cluster and nerds rope are completely different.
You sound hysterical.
Allegedly.
Oh, wait. How so?
Guys.
Wing! Soup different from
I didn't
rope.
Sleep very good last night, and I knew this was going to happen.
We were going to have a fight.
I knew you all were going to gang up on me.
How so?
Okay. Well, the Chunky Chunks and Soup has a song to it. Okay. You're comparing the softness of water? That's like dividing by zero. Fuck off. Nerd rope hard. I don't want to chew rocks in my soup.
They're not even that hard.
They're soft.
It's not like they're a damn jawbreaker or an everlasting gobstopper.
They're damn crystal rocks.
My dude never felt something hard before.
He doesn't know what it is.
What is this? It feels like I'm chewing my damn teeth. I assume my teeth have soft in the center. I don't know. Probably soft in there.
They do. I think they do. They've got a pulp.
They got a pulp in
Yeah.
All right. Checkmate, atheists.
Because when they do the root canal, they dig all the pulp out.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Ew.
Yeah, I like my tooth with only some pulp.
Yeah.
I'm from Florida.
Yeah. Fresh squeezed tooth.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yuck.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
So you go outside.
Yep.
And there's magical illusionary cages around these spidery guys, and they are kind of just hunkered down like a spider do.
Mm.
I'll try to jump on its back.
Yeah.
I just healed in the middle of battle. I am a god.
Okay, the spider bites you. Do we want to go ahead and roll initiative? Or?
What are you talking about? It doesn't submit to my will and become my friend?
I can't believe this.
That's so fucking crazy.
I didn't think I was sending mixed signals, but please tell me. And let's say it just looks for the biggest, juiciest boy it can see.
Sorry, Screech.
That's Chuck.
It's today my day. Gonna wrap you up and hang you from a barn rafter.
Okay, guys, I'm uncomfortable. Guys, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm gonna attack the other one.
Okay.
That's not sucking Chuck off.
Okay.
I'm gonna bust.
All right, so a drow, what appears to be probably priestess,
oh, shit,
steps out from behind.
God damn it!
She's beautiful. I kneel at her feet.
A building. This one is not ugly.
Is this lady real? She's like an angel.
So I assume its mandibles were still like right into Chuck's ass, just like just sucking,
just slurping.
And I cut like with like extreme precision right through both mandibles. But, like, close enough that it shaves a small part of Chuck's ass.
Wait, you think my ass is out?
Yeah, is it not always?
Oh, wait, no, the priestess is unconscious.
Fuck!
Celine, there's only the warrior left.
I want to get his ass.
I've made only bad rolls tonight.
Ooh, that hurts. That's 36 fire damage.
As the scene is fading out, I'm tying up the priestess of Lolf.
Yeah, good call.
She goes, just try to make me talk.
Can we bring her to, like, a shed? Is there, like, a shed? Is there, like, a,
like a basement a stable? In the Goblin Pit 2 or something?
There is a shed, there is a stable, there is a cave.
What size is she?
Us.
I cast Tiny Hut.
Yes! This is the jail.
All right, everyone take a drink first. Tiny Hut based spell of the campaign. What does Tiny Hut do, Nika?
Tiny Hut is a 10-foot immovable dome. Immovable dome of force. It springs into existence around and above and remains stationary for the duration of the spell.
What's the duration on that baby?
8 hours.
Whoa, mama.
So long.
Oh, you can do a lot of waterboarding in 8 hours.
Yeah, we can do a lot of waterboarding.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it? Like, all right, Rourke, that's a sick spell. I don't know where you learned it. I don't want you learning spells. They're bad. But how about this? What if I put down a zone of truth inside of it?
Yes.
Ooh. Truth Hut.
Truth Hut. That's
perfect. I love this.
Let's do it.
Speaking of, we're not using X anymore. We're on Truth Hut right now.
Truth Hut?
It's a little spicy. I don't agree with anyone else on there, but there's a lot of engagement, you know, a lot of ideas and
a lot of conversations.
A lot of conversations, yeah. And we will be selling colloidal silver on our shop.
Yeah,
soon.
It won't turn you blue. It won't.
Ours turns you blue fast.
it won't turn you blue. It'll turn you real blue.
Let's go. So, Michael, we don't do it this way often, unless we did that one time and I don't remember. But typically we cast Zone of Truth on the spot where we're standing. This way we're doing it
It's on the hut. It's the truth hut.
It's the truth hut, and she can't see it, so...
The tiny truth hut!
So she's being moved to the truth hut, Michael. You know what? I'm being ginger. What about you guys?
What do you mean? Like, being careful with her?
Yeah, I'm not, like, kicking her.
Yeah, I'm not kicking her.
Yeah.
I'll be up there. I'll poke her with a stick a little bit if we need to.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, good dad, bad daughter.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. Sorry about my daughter. I didn't catch your name when we were beating all your dude's ass that tried to murder us.
You will never catch my name.
You will never catch your name? Whatever. You're way over dramatic.
I'll tell you nothing. Spits at you.
Quit. That is so gross. Luckily, I am covered in spider guts, and that was helpful. Let's go into this hut. We'll keep you safe, because some of these motherfuckers out here are crazy.
And Celine does a thing where she, like, points her fingers towards her eye, and then, like, points the fingers at the person. Like, I'm watching you.
I think you two should come in, too.
In my mind, I'm envisioning Celine just, like, putting her little hands and her little head is around the door of the hut. Because I have to tell the truth in there.
So
I'm just going to, like, listen outside.
Oh, you want to stand outside so you can lie.
Well, who knows? I mean, maybe I need to lie. Maybe I need to lie to her to get info. Mm-hmm. Isn't it useful to have somebody that's could be a liar outside of the hut?
Sure.
I love lies.
I guess. All right. So I need all of you who are going into the truth hut to make a charisma saving throw.
I would love to do that.
Like, should I go ahead and roll? Because, like, presumably I will go. Yeah. So just so we know what the baseline is in there.
So you don't know it's there if you fail. You do.
Oh, I don't. Oh.
Well, I probably told you guys.
But. Yeah, you told us.
I got a 23.
I got a 13.
Oh, natural 20.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. Michael, what did our friend get?
7.
Woo! All right. She's aware. Yeah. As we enter the truth hut, and for whatever reason, she does understand that she's been compelled not to lie, I guess, or however that would feel like in this world.
Can they choose to not answer?
Yes. An affected creature is aware of the spell and can thus avoid answering questions to which it would normally respond with a lie. Such a creature can be evasive in its answers, as long as it remains within the boundaries of the truth. So, it's a fun spell, but still, it's not.
Does it force them to talk?
Correct.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, here we are. We're all friends here. Well, not you. You tried to kill us, but you're looking for Ratma. Is that correct?
I don't have to tell you anything. Huh? I don't have to tell you anything.
Yeah, I actually don't have to tell us anything.
You don't, but it'd probably be in your best interest if you did, because, I mean, you're kind of at our mercy here.
And
can I do an intimidation roll?
And let me just tell you that she failed her check, or whatever we would say in the world, and she has to tell the truth, so that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm telling you truthfully right now that we could absolutely overpower you and you'll never see anyone you care about again.
We already did.
Yeah.
Can I cut her finger off?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I mean, oops. Not yet, I guess, is the more accurate response.
Why not? If she won't talk, we'll give her motivation.
Who taught you?
You went to war. I've read your journals.
What are you asking her specifically?
So I'm not asking her anything. I just want her to know that we mean fucking business. Yeah. So it's like, if she sits there and doesn't talk, it's
going to
be
her.
A problem.
Yeah.
This is the cop throwing the chair against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm being the bad cop.
It sounds like there's going to be several bad cops, and I'm excited.
Bad cop, bad cop, bad cop, bad cop.
We did ask for her name.
Okay, that's a question.
I'm holding Rourke and Selene like, hey, I got to keep these yard dogs on a leash. You know what I'm saying? They're crazy. What's your name?
If she dies, I get her skeleton.
So are you intimidating her to speak?
Well, yeah, I rolled an intimidate check, and I didn't roll super great, I'm going to be honest.
Hey, take a D4.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, take a D4. Why not?
I need that.
Hey, keep it, kid.
15 on my intimidation.
I roll a 17 to intimidate her.
Selene, you try to intimidate them into speaking, and they're like, I don't have to tell you nothing. And then I'm assuming Rourke comes in and does some real unhinged.
Rourke goes up and just like gets really close to them and touches their hair, but not in a weird way, but just like kind of, well, it is in a weird way, but like takes a part of it that's like not close to their head.
You see Chuck behind her almost ready to grab her just in case she starts biting or something.
And like just runs her hands through her hair and like kind of plays with her hair and just leans down to her, and Rourke says, "You will be my favorite skeleton. What is your name?"
God, I wish that were me.
I'm a bad dad.
It doesn't even matter what my name is. It's Navra Ushrin.
Navra Ushrin.
Navrin.
Maverin?
Navrin.
And,
Navra.
And Michael, you can't say it doesn't matter because it matters to me, baby.
I know. It definitely does matter.
Maverin, I'm Chuck. Screech. Yard dog and Rourke.
Screech has got the mask on and he's on all fours, and I've handed Chuck a leash.
Okay, so we got Yard Dog, but this is not this one. It's not this one.
That's my alter ego.
It's not this. This guy's not Yard Dog. This is Screech.
I'm gonna roll. I got a roll intimidation. I got an unnatural 20 again.
And I'm like, oh shit. He's not normally like this. He just wants to play.
He's friendly.
I already told you my name. What more do you want to know?
Hey. Sorry. All right. Hey, Yard Dogs, let's calm down for a sec. Why do you want to talk to Ratma or attack or steal or kill Ratma or whatever?
I don't.
Okay. Why did you come here and attack us?
I had to.
You had to? Who compelled you?
My boss.
All right. Do you have any idea why they did that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, a car drove by.
The doorbell rang.
The doorbell rang.
I sniff her.
I am in the employ of Hortensia Callimore.
Oh, yeah. Write that good ass name down. All right. So you and your gang of six... ish drow attacked this peaceful town and big ass spiders. I'm gonna ask you why again, outside of you had to. What was your goal?
We were hired to drive Ratma's people off.
Okay. Interesting.
Why?
Hortensia has a beef with Ratma.
Oh, I see.
Is Hortensia also a drow, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Hortensia now?
You're going to want to write this down. Vorindal.
How you spell that?
That's V-H-U-R apostrophe E-N-D-A-L.
Vorindal.
Vorindal.
Michael, can I do like a history check or something to see if I got
yes.
an idea?
Yes.
Another natural 20? Let's go. I'm going to take every natural 20 I get and put the dice to the side and keep doing it.
To power them up.
Power them up. Yeah. So natural 20 plus like 8, I think.
You must have like read a book about it specifically or something.
Huh. Yeah, but Ratma must have had something about this Uncle John's Drow City Reader or something like that. They still make those
in the old outhouse. Yeah. With a little crescent moon on the door.
It is a Drow City, and it is said to be not far from Farhold. Some even say the Thieves Guild in Farhold has connections to the Dark Elf City.
Okay. Is there a language all three of us speak that's like not common? Doubt it. I speak Common and Goblin.
Wait, which three?
I speak, I have a free language I forgot to pick, apparently, so I speak Common, Custom Language 2, and Orc.
I speak Common, Draconic, Dwarvish, and Elvish.
I probably, like, sacrificed a language for, like, some stupid skill or something.
What does Chuck speak? Because I feel like Rourke and Chuck would...
Goblin.
Okay, Goblin. I'll take Goblin as my custom language, too.
I have Undercommon.
I bet they're similar, but...
And Gnomish.
Mm-hmm.
Thieves can't.
Thieves can't what?
Not with that attitude.
I assume that's just like Cockney, right?
Oh, wait.
It's Cockney rhyming slang.
Yeah.
Isn't it like sign language?
It probably is like sign language.
No.
That's battle speak.
I'm looking at what is Thieves Cant? Secret language spoken and signed by signed.
I'm not using it like that.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Okay.
Hand signals and body language. And the use of props? What?
As a mop. You killed many of our people. Wait, did anyone die?
Well, just their people.
Just
their people.
That sucks.
Which, again, I do want to remind you, we did kill everyone except for you. We could have killed you. Mm-hmm. We didn't. You're alive right now. So, you know, just keep it in mind.
Are you thankful for that?
No, I'm not. That's the truth.
I do love every time she starts to talk. Like, well,
I'm going to say what I fucking think.
So, are you going to kill me or what?
I don't know. That seems wrong.
What exactly, what level of beef are we talking with Ratma? Like, does your boss want to kill Ratma, or is it more just, you know, wreak havoc in Ratma's life? Like, what level are we talking
about? Yeah, and is it Ratma, or is it this location?
Yeah, is it the location slash, you know, you're here by yourself, and maybe we can help you if you don't want to, like, get in trouble when you go back for, like, not having succeeded in your mission? Because let's be real, you've already failed in your mission, so... But we can help you. If you want to be helped. If you want to be helpful.
Why... And you're not lying. Or can you lie?
I'm not lying.
She cannot lie either.
I mean, I'm not in the hut, so I could.
Oh, so you're still outside screaming.
Well, I guess I've come inside a little bit at this point. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
It seems like you do believe that. It's an old hurt. Enough so that she wanted to destroy Ratma's town, and we were to bring Ratma back bloodied and bruised but not dead.
Okay.
I think that Hortensia could do the deed herself.
Do you think they dated and it's too painful and that's why she doesn't want to do it herself but doesn't want Ratma killed?
She can't look her in the eye.
Yeah.
Could be. She doesn't like to talk about it.
Yeah, That's fair. How much were you paid to do this?
I'm a salaried person, so I'm just like in her employ. I'm a retainer.
Oh,
gotcha. It's just a job for you then.
Yeah, it's got good benefits.
Do you or any of your people that attacked us have any valuables on them?
Yes.
Can you please tell me where they are?
Probably like our pockets and stuff.
Okay, nothing's hidden like up the butt.
Let me check. Nope, butt's clean as a whistle.
And she said that. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, what are you going to do if we let you go?
I'm not telling you.
Do you intend to do any harm to anyone if we let you go?
Like over the course of my entire life?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Damn.
Like you intend to, or, I mean...
Wait, you could hear that?
I mean, my life up to this point has been as a hired mercenary, so it's kind of my job is to hurt people.
Well, what's your real dream?
My real dream?
Yeah, what's your real dream? Little, what's your name, Vorinclex? Were you, like, wanting to be a baker, or you wanted to get out there and paint, but your mother said, no, we are powerful drows, you cannot do it, or whatever.
I always liked the idea of being an actuary.
An actuary?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well?
Didn't have the grades, though.
Okay. What's an actuary?
That was the first problem, is they figure out, you know, how much insurance companies need to buy and stuff, so they screw over their employees without, you know, losing, without getting sued, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That's... not quite as cute of a dream.
If I remember correctly, I think you do need to have rigorous mathematical, to do rigorous mathematical calculations.
Yeah, and you're not good at math?
No.
Okay, so you just kind of want to be denying people healthcare or something like that.
I mean, I'm evil, so...
Oh, fair enough.
That's fair, yeah. That's fair.
Not all dark elves are evil.
No, you are.
But I am, yes.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The town doesn't need an actuary. Not sure anyone actually does need an actuary, to be honest with you. Unless there is some good they do that I don't understand.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe in Farrowland.
Yeah, but...
We get angry tweets, but I probably won't see them because...
Well, now you know how to see it. Let us know if there's a beautiful world of actuary science that we're just ignorant to. I want to know. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful science. So here's my thing. I don't want to kill you, right? We killed all your friends. Feel bad about that.
Google says actuary is a person who compiles and analyzes statistics and uses them to calculate insurance risks and premiums.
What's Google?
Is that a wizard? I think I've heard of them.
Sorry. I needed to cut you off for that.
What I was saying was, we killed your friends because they attacked us. Heat of battle. Didn't want to do it, but, you know, you guys did try to murder us.
Yeah.
So.
And we know you were going to murder us. So, you know, give me that.
I would have murdered you.
Okay.
Leave all of your treasures and magical implements, and then we'll put a damn blindfold over your head and friggin' let you go.
She just runs into a wall.
He falls down a hole. Oh, man. We didn't do that.
And, you know, you can lie and say that you came to the town and you, like, roughed a bunch of people up and the rabbit wasn't here. Maybe
yeah.
You, like, set some stuff on fire.
If you find a messed up goblin, just kill it.
Yeah, and be like, that's rabbit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want you to do that, but...
Well, yeah, don't... Maybe if you find it dead.
Yeah.
Quick, can we make
go to a goblin graveyard.
But they said not to kill him, so it's going to be a problem.
Oops.
We need to, like, find a creature and, like, polymorph it into a rat mob. But it's actually just, like, a big...
All right. Well, let's go grind until one of us gets, like, level 17 and we can make a simulacrum or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have any more questions. I mean, I feel like you... probably have more information we need. Do you know of any other dangers that would be threatening to us? Pretty open-ended, but I don't know.
Because again, like, was this just about, just to clarify, it was just about Rappa, not anyone else?
Yeah. Well, it was, I believe, Hortensia said, never ever come back. If I ever see never come back down here.
If I see your beautiful face again, yeah. So if Ratma didn't even live here, probably fine.
Yeah. If Ratma had not.
Oh, I see.
Come down here.
Well, you can probably ask her to.
Should we just keep her for a couple more days? I bet. Actually, we're not gonna let you go.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're gonna stay with us.
You're gonna stay with us.
We'll feed you.
We could put her in the trunk with my devil boyfriend.
Did you bring that? I believe that's in Rhymeford.
Oh, right.
Is it in your inventory?
I mean, you might have a bag. Nika, you might have a bag of holding that we don't know about. I don't think you can get the trunk in there, but maybe you have something we don't know about. It's beautiful. All right, we're going to probably throw you in like a cellar or something. Do you like broth?
Yeah, broth's good. Gruel, anything.
Pottage. Cream of wheat.
Give me whatever spooky shit you have on you that could be a problem. And we'll throw you down there. We'll probably leave you chained up. Because I don't want to break all your fingers and cut your tongue out. I'm not going to do that.
All right, is that true?
I will.
I don't have to tell you that. I mean, I said it.
But are you still in the zone of truth?
If you're in the truth hut.
I rolled a nat 20.
Oh, you don't have to. You can lie. That's
yeah. True. Yeah, I'm only apparently rolling nat 20s this week. I probably won't be rolling again just to keep the streak. I mean, the other thing, we could cut your Achilles tendon, cut your tongue out, and break all your fingers. And put a blindfold over your face. We could do that.
For some reason, me saying poking her eyes out was a bridge too far.
Please, I'll take the basement.
Okay.
Throw her down in the basement.
You throw her down in the basement. And guess who stumbles into town?
Who?
Oh, is it Ratma?
It's Ratma.
Ratma, you old son of a bitch. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
As you can see, there's giant dead spiders outside.
What the fuck?
Yep. And dead drow everywhere. That was us.
How did this happen?
Some drow attacked us.
What? Drow? Yeah.
And they were looking for
I
you.
I haven't seen Ratna. Drow in, since I was down here last time.
Right. Hey, can you come to this hut real quick with me?
Man, let me put her in the basement. Oh, you're just trying to take her to the hut. Okay,
I mean, what's going on?
I don't know. I was going to put you in a zone of truth. Just because you like to be shady sometimes. All right. We captured one of the drow, and she said that Vortensha sent them to beat your ass. Hortensha.
Hortensha?
Yeah.
Calamore, that old broad.
Yeah, she wanted to destroy this town.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Oh, still? After all these years?
Apparently. What is it between you two?
Oh, it's just some old love interest thing.
Oh, good.
What?
Rabbi, you really get around.
Yeah. It wasn't that big of a deal for me, though.
She was trying to kill us. Like, because of you.
It was a very big deal for her. How did you end things?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I wasn't with her. There's this other guy named Doug.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Oh, you were fighting over him.
Yeah, did you steal him? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not really one to go for long-term things, if you know what I mean.
You were the Jolene to her dolly, is what I'm hearing.
You're here for a good time, not
long. And she was begging for you to please not take her man.
Was Doug also a dark elf, by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's just stuck out to me for some reason.
Yeah. Doug the dark elf. It's kind of a big deal, like, I don't know.
Really? Okay. Literally the first bit of information we've ever received about when and where we are. I'm buzzing. I'm going to pass out.
Dude's like running around. He's running in a little circle. He's so excited. He's got the zoomies.
Okay. Wait, are we in the past? Fuck. Yeah, how about you just come to... my face is getting red. How about you just come down with us and also talk to this dark elf?
All right, but I'm not going to have a conversation myself with the dark elf.
Okay, that's fair. How about this? You go down there, you talk to her, yeah. You come up and you summarize it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. I learned some things on my little trip.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty important.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me I should tell you now?
Yeah, tell us that
tell
first.
Tell us that first, yeah. So yeah, then we can discuss while you're down there talking.
Let her stew.
All right. Well, there is, in fact, war has come to Farhold.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
That fucking sucks.
And it's the, you know House Bartell from Anchor Downs?
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking fish-loving... tooth not having guys.
Yeah.
They're said to be working with some sort of wizard.
Uh-oh.
Which is from...
Bartell?
Yeah, House Bartell.
Bartell.
From Anchor Downs, that island.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those salt liquors.
That's right. But yeah, they're said to be working with some sort of wizard, which is illegal, as we know, from beyond the wildlands in the east.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, so they got a wizard. Somehow.
Well, if it's just one wizard, I mean, I'm kind of conflicted. Like, if it was just, like, a warlock, even though a warlock's bad, but, like, if it was, like, a warlock, I'd be less, but, like, a wizard, I mean, we did fight them, killed a lot of them in my day. But regardless, I mean, we're breaking the law, too, so I can't necessarily judge. I don't want to necessarily bring war, but is there any chance we want to be friends with this House Bartell, or...
I mean, so here's what I'm thinking. If you guys remember, we still got Jermichael to deal with.
I know. Like, if your old friends keep sending people to kill us, he can't just hang out here.
Right.
Which was my plan.
I feel like he needs to go someplace a little safer. So, I mean, you know, Anchor Downs is a good, that's a good option. I mean, hey, you know what? If you could get Hortensia on your side, that would be a good place too.
Okay.
You've been talking a lot of shit to her.
Oh, Anchor Downs is cool. Okay. Anchor Downs.
I mean, those are two options for different things you could do.
Right. Okay, so the problem, though, is we would have to cross through several underground, underground cities, including Vorindal. With a big-ass dragon.
Yeah, that's a problem.
This is a damn problem.
But, I mean, that's why, you know, if, like, Hortensia doesn't, you know, she's no fan of Emperor Beauregard or whatever, so.
Right. If I'm honest with you, I'm getting a lot of mixed signals, because people are trying to hurt us, but they're also trying to hurt the establishment. So, it's a tough one.
It's hard to know what to do.
I'm usually not an enemy of my enemy guy.
What do you think, Rourke? You've always got an interesting idea, too.
I think we should be friends with Hortensia and then gang up with her to take against or go against the Emperor. We can gather all of the enemies of the Emperor and work together. I am an enemy of my enemy, is my friend.
Interesting.
And we might run into Doug. Now knowing that Doug is in the same time frame, there is absolutely a poster of Doug on Rourke's.
Like, how'd I get there?
I gotta say there's one on Rourke's, but also one on Chuck's wall.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn this?
I've been watching you.
I mean, she was pretty great. I mean, she was causing us some problems, so she would definitely be helpful.
Yeah, she's not that big a deal.
She might be mad at us.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Hortensia.
I'm talking about the... Hortensia, the big boss, not.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, maybe we could do a parlay and travel with what's her nuts?
Navra.
Yes.
I was getting them mixed up. Yeah, I mean, maybe if we bring Navra back as like, yeah, not a prisoner sounds so harsh, but you know, what am I like?
A cherry in the pottage.
Intercity ambassador.
Yeah, basically, if we, you know. We bring her so that Hortensia knows we're serious, you know.
Right.
We have skills.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If you just bring her head, you don't need to feed her along the way.
Well. She might be mad if we kill all her people. Well,
I guess she probably doesn't have to pay her anymore. I don't know. But I don't want to cut her head off, Ratma. Yeah. That seems fucked up.
No. Oh, yeah. I was just kidding.
This is where I learned it from. You made me hang out with Ratma for hours a day.
No, I was joking.
That makes more sense.
I wasn't really going to cut her fingers off.
I'm joking.
I was going to cut her fingers off.
Get in that hut.
I don't like you, Screech, but what do you think? Smelly fish men or smelly, jealous dark elf ladies?
It's kind of a stereotype for you to assume that my sense of smell is any better just because I have a dog costume, but I'm fine with fish men.
Oh, you like the fish men? Okay.
Yeah.
You know there's something stinky that Beholder Doodle wants to roll in.
Gotta make this room stink.
Okay, that's enough.
He throws off the leash, the collar.
How'd you do that? You guys can hear him? Oh, wait. I mean, maybe Navra can help lead us there, you know? I mean, we don't know where we're going, and these Galdern cave systems are Galdern confusing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see. I mean, it sounds like maybe what would make most sense is for us to, you know, head towards Vorindal, and then from there, go to Anchor Downs.
Yeah.
Because it's on the way, right? It's in the same general area.
I mean, yeah. I forget where we said we're vaguely at right now. If we're looking at a map that the audience has never seen.
Aren't we, like, pretty much under Rhymeford?
We're a little bit away.
But... Like, a little away, but not super. We're still in that general area.
We're generally in the northwest, I think.
Okay, so we're going to have to go pretty far.
Mm-hmm. Imagine a T-Rex head. He's coming down, or maybe he's breathing fire.
and the bottom jaw is much shorter for some reason. And the top left of that jaw is Rhymeford. And then right about where the eyeball or nose is, that's where Farhold is.
I do see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying. It seems like a situation where we could either go over land or perhaps take a slight shortcut over sea, but that might be hard. It might be better to just do it. I don't know.
Well, oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. I mean, Ratma, what's the pass between Alterwood like these days?
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I mean, they'll definitely be out there looking for magic users and whatnot.
Yeah, and carrying a big-ass dragon. Do we know any, do you know any smugglers?
Oh.
Like, you know, if we just, like, scoot around and take a goddamn boat and then just take that all the way, am I right? Dress Jermichael up as a cow.
Ideally, it would be like a caravan of some kind. But there was a, I believe there was a circus.
Oh, I hate
traveling.
Okay. Okay. Yes, it's time for Sodomy Clowns.
Oh my God.
You could probably hitch a ride with them, you know? Maybe you could.
Bro, okay, but Michael, I just want to let you know what's going to happen is we're just going to join the circus, I think.
Whatever stupid bullshit. Yeah, whatever dumbass bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm making the peanuts better and more expensive.
I mean, like, obviously, Selim would be, like, very popular in the fucking circus because I can do magic.
You can't do magic. It's illegal.
I'll do behind a screen. You're and like, make the magic happen.
Hey, it's an illusion. I'll tell you how
to do it. No, I'll just, like, I will assist other people in doing magic illusion things, but it's actually magic, and I'm just like whispering it back behind the screen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I mean, you know, really, the world's your oyster. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, I as much as I hate to say it, the circus might be a really good might be a good cover for us. Do we have any idea? I mean, I guess we could just go to that cave where they were hanging out. What is that? The last time we saw the jokester there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Rourke, did you see any of them when you went on your inexplicable carnival festival
walkabout?
Yes, there was definitely a circus group that we met up with, Stephanie and I, and we had the greatest time. They had really loose rides, though. Don't ride them.
Loose rides?
Yeah.
You'll fly right off! No.
What do you mean by that? Like, would you fly right off?
No. I mean, I was going to say that's how Stephanie died, but Stephanie's died. Actually, that's how Stephanie died. Stephanie dies in different ways every time.
Okay.
Oh, right. Like,
do you want to know how I got my scar?
Well, maybe is this a situation where there's actually been multiple Stephanies, and every time you get a new skeleton, it's Stephanie?
Same Stephanie? Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you're actually on Stephanie 13.
You don't take good care of your Stephanies, so you have to make new ones.
Yeah, you're a serial killer, basically.
It happens.
But, like, not a like, an intentional or, like, a bad intention serial killer. Just keeps happening.
A serial killer with a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rourke didn't kill Stephanie. Stephanie died. And then Rourke just let Stephanie's life continue.
Yeah.
Through undead servitude.
And Rourke is just around a lot of Stephanies.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, then we need to try to figure that out, I guess. Unless another option jumps out at us between now and then.
But what about me, sir?
I don't give a fuck about you, kid.
Oh, this kid.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I don't know if you noticed, but there was a big fight and I'm in pain.
I haven't had my medicine in so long.
My ass got bit and slashed.
I saw your ass got slurped a bit.
Yeah. I lost a little bit of my ass meat, so I gotta get it back. Speaking of, grab a big old comic book looking ass drumstick and start chowing down, baby.
To grow your ass back.
I gotta get my meat back.
Michael, I appreciate that all little boys in this world have that voice, and at some point when they hit puberty, they lose their accent and just branch off into whatever the real voice is.
Hey, I'm that kid from before.
It's just, is there anything funnier than like a sickly
if there was
child?
A funnier voice for a kid, he'd do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but there is.
It's the one funniest voice for a child.
Sorry.
No, it's I love it.
No, it's good. Never stop.
All right, then.
Hey, kid, sorry, I did a little bit of an old yeller at you. We're going to leave, and you're not coming with us, so I don't want you to be sad that we're gone. I wanted to be mean, and that was wrong, and I do apologize.
It's okay. I won't be sad for long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't.
Yeah, because Ratma, you're going to take care of him, right?
What?
In the town. There's other people here.
Didn't you go to, like, figure that out?
Oh, I was supposed to figure out what this... I mean, I got, like, a burlap sack and some rocks and a river.
Cool.
I could take care of this.
Rourke, this is a part where...
Is that too dark?
This is a part where Ratma is joking.
I'm okay? joking! Oh. I wouldn't drown the sick little boy.
I mean, is it... Here's Felden, it's just...
What is it?
You're obviously not feeling great, right? And we don't want to take you out.
Are you my mommy now?
No, we like just met not long ago.
Have some self-respect.
You sent my mommy to mushroom prison.
Well, your mommy sent herself to mushroom prison.
Yeah.
We didn't do
via her own action.
Your mother was a criminal. She belongs where she ended up.
This is okay. What we are, I just wanted to note that we are making like a supervillain right now about Lady, and we don't deal with him well. I feel like he's
Rourke
gonna,
turned out
or
fine.
He'll just die.
But he's sick. What's he gonna do?
That's probably how he's gonna get his power.
He's gonna Mr. Glass us later. There's other people in this town. There's got to be one person. This kid might die. You know, whatever.
Are we saying he's like right there? We're not saying he's like right in front of him, right?
This was out of character.
Are we okay, but, okay.
You know, there's got to be one other person.
We tried to drop him off at the freaking like,
the apothecary.
Place,
yeah.
And they wouldn't let us.
Is there a fire station nearby anywhere? What the fuck?
We should just put him in the pen with the horses and the spider
in the stable.
A little bit of dirt will do him good.
We need to let
Grimhoof.
Yeah, we just let Grimshaw Shadowhoof take care of him. but he's gonna die, right? He's sick and we don't know why he's sick. Yeah. Like, okay, let's step back. Not we're not talking in character now. Let's talk as a team.
Yeah.
We got a sick child.
Yeah.
We can't bring this kid
over. Let's go over here so he doesn't hear us.
Okay. Well, I was saying we're not in character, but we can be in character if we move over to the side.
Oh, okay.
We got a sick kid here.
Yeah.
We can't take this kid on the road.
No, he would die.
He's like almost died like last night.
Yeah, he won't fucking quit.
Now, granted, maybe some issue with some moss in his air passage.
Yeah, we let Rourke get close to him.
But
I don't know what you mean by that. That helped him.
I'm not blaming anyone.
You've never done anything wrong.
But like, realistically, what are we supposed to do for him? Like, we don't know what's wrong with him. I mean, I guess maybe we could ask someone else. Like, maybe someone in the Drow City would know. Like, Ratma, come here.
I don't want to take him anywhere.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm not trying to take him. We're trying to find... Is there... This kid.
Yeah, this kid.
Is there anywhere that you think would have access to, like, more information about what's wrong with him? Maybe some powerful spells, some potions, some tinctures to, like, deal with his issue? Because...
I mean, right. Probably in Farhold or in, in Vorindal. But if you just want to leave him... I was talking to Grimshaw, and apparently Gertie's having a hard time keeping up with all the mucking out of the stables and such.
Uh-huh.
And so he was looking for another kid to help him do work.
I mean, is he going to be okay with this one? Because he's pretty sickly.
I mean, work helps.
Who's Gertie again?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Grimshaw's just picking up your leavings. She used to work at a stable, so it's natural.
She feels at home.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the Nightshade family, they're big. There's like tons of them. Maybe they could step in. Who's to say? Even though Serafina didn't want anything to do with it.
But if we like leave him with...
All right, town meeting. We need to do a town meeting. Okay?
Right,
everybody.
Bring the ballot down in the middle of town.
Spread the fucking word. We're going to have a town meeting. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we all go out. We're like knocking on everyone's doors.
Town meeting.
All right, the town all wanders out into the street. They all look very confused.
Sorry about the big dead spiders and the corpses on the ground. As you know, we're...
Hey, thanks for saving us.
Anytime.
Is it, and you're welcome for them, also.
We just wanted to bring everyone together and say how happy we are that you're all here. You guys are doing great. I like to think of us more as a family than a town, to be honest with you. But that, see that sick little kid there? We as a family need to come together to help him. Okay? Can we do that? I'm seeing some yeses.
No, fuck that guy.
roll persuasion.
All right, let's see what this D20 does for me.
Does anyone want to help him? Give him advantage?
Yeah, you can have bardic inspiration.
I don't remember how you do that.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You can...
You just say you do it.
Say you help, and then you get advantage.
I help.
All right, so I get to roll 7 D20s.
No.
Persuasion, you said?
Yes. Oh, so we don't roll. We just say we're helping you.
I don't know. It's confusing. 19.
I would say both Seraphina and Grimshaw are both willing to take Thaldin.
Hell yeah. See, we're coming together right now. I'm loving it. We're going to leave soon, okay? So we want to make sure that all of you, you know, can... defend yourselves. Does that make sense? Okay. We don't really have a hierarchy per se. I'm standing on top of one of the dead spiders, by the way. So, but you know how it is. A lot of you came here based off our gold and us telling you. So, just wanted to mention it. Any questions? Any concerns? Like, you know, we haven't come together like this and. Want to make sure everyone feels at home?
General thumbs up.
Okay, that's... All right, cool, great. Okay. Anything else, gang? I'm probably forgetting something.
I mean, I think we've dealt with a lot of our problems here.
We don't have to deal with the kid.
I mean, we don't have... he's going to have a great time here.
He's going to Disney World.
I'll miss you, Mom.
I'll miss you too, bud.
Yeah.
You too, Daddy.
Yeah, we'll miss you. Oh.
Who?
What?
Who?
So, all right, well, everyone's dismissed. Thanks for coming out. We're going to just go back to the Goblin Pit now.
Yeah, we'll probably leave soon and all that good stuff. So I need you guys to make sure.
Excuse me. It's me, Grimshaw.
Hey, Grimshaw.
You guys need any sweet rides for this trip you're taking?
Oh yeah.
Excuse me?
I got some reasonable deals.
Yeah, I mean, we're going a pretty long way, bud. We might even have to go on the surface a little bit. We're not too sure, but we're going to join the circus, I guess.
I got horses.
Okay, that's standard. Good idea. Love them.
You want to stick underground? I got these cool steeders. They're big spiders. Shoes on. Yeah.
Steeders. I like that. Shoes on.
Wait, are you saying that they can't go above ground?
They can, but people might get scared.
I want one of those.
Yeah, I kind of want one of the spiders.
I guess if we join the fucking...
The circus?
Circus post-haste... Then spiders might make us look cool. What else you got, bud?
I got mules, donkeys, ponies, war horses.
Ponies?
I mean, those all sound a lot more boring than the spiders.
Kind of pulled to this donkey for some reason.
I love that everyone has a spider except for Chuck. He has donkey.
I think it makes sense for, you know.
And Chuck is like huge and he's on a donkey.
It makes sense in character and out of character. And that's, I love when that happens.
Well, because, yeah, I mean, because we might have to get rid of these spiders.
If we play our cards. I mean, yeah, that's the other part. This actually makes more sense. I mean, if we play our cards right, you know, this donkey will be a spider. Am I right?
Are these spiders still capable of, like, spinning large webs and wrapping up dudes and, like...
Can they talk?
They can climb on ceilings.
Oh, I like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, come on. Let's see your donkey do that. Actually, you know what? I do want Chuck to get a donkey because I want to do a bunch of cool shit and then taunt him about it.
We're all like, haha, look at us up here on the ceiling.
Yeah, you guys are doing all this cool stuff super fast, but I'm consistent.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
You can blend in much more. I think our spider is going to get taken from
us. I'm taking your saddest looking donkey because I have a heart of gold and I can't stop.
What, you guys got gold?
Of course we got gold.
How much gold you got?
How about I got something better. And then I dump a huge pile of drow weapons and armor and like accoutrement.
Is that adamantine?
I don't know what this is. We just killed people for it. Is this worth a lot? I mean, yeah.
Well, if you bring it out in the sunlight, it deteriorates real quick. But down here, it's real useful stuff.
Is that Yeah. I mean, how about we just, you know, look at this stuff.
You guys want to trade? You want to trade all this cool drow shit for some rides?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, we're using it.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. With some barding.
Do you sell spider armor?
Yeah, but it's all like fishnet stuff. It makes them real sexy.
Real sexy.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be caught dead riding in a not sexy spider. I'll tell
you what. I'll take one of the sexy spiders.
I will one sexy spider.
The spider has little heels on, little high heel knee high boots.
Yeah, slutty little boots.
Yes.
All right, so we have
slutty little boots.
We have one sexy spider, one sad donkey.
My spider, I would say, is proud and strong.
Okay, proud, strong spider, Rourke.
I want one that looks just real fucked up.
Okay, the spooky. Fucked up, scary.
Yeah. Like, I think that maybe it's missing,
all of its legs.
Just has two legs.
It rolls.
It runs bipedal, and I just get on its shoulders.
Yeah, maybe yours just, like... Spider-Man swings from its butt because it don't got no legs.
He's probably got some legs.
Yeah.
I don't want to make Nika take a spider with no legs.
That's Michael's issue to deal with, not ours.
But okay, if my spider doesn't have legs, it has wings.
What if it wheels?
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh fuck yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You've given me car spider.
We invented the car.
Yeah, just hollow out its butt and sit there. It likes it, actually.
I jump into it like a Gundam, and I like lock in to the front, and I see through its little eyes, and we like neural link together.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't do that with my donkey. I sit on it.
Sweet.
Oftentimes, I am walking in front of it.
You feel bad?
I feel bad. I'm pretty big.
It's getting tired.
Yeah.
I think next week we'll have to start our epic journey.
Yay!
I'm too scared.
Next week.
That is because are you regretting that you got a donkey instead of a spider?
Absolutely the fuck not. No. You guys are going to get arrested.
Tim, I think Black Arachnia is the name.
Okay, my spider's name is Grieg.
Grieg?
Yeah.
Grieg.
That's a great name.
I don't
name
have a
for
name
for
mine yet. I'll have to think on it.
Yeah, I assume my donkey already has a name and it might suck. So
yeah.
that's yet another Michael problem.
My donkey has a first name.
It's
S-U-C-K-S-G-R-E-E-G.
Wait, did you say G-R-E-G-G?
Mm-hmm.
Greg?
Grieg.
Oh, Grieg. Sorry.
All right.
Jermichael doesn't need a mount.
Yeah, he's his own mount.
I mean, no offense.
I mean, we might need to put him in like a wheelbarrow or something.
I think we should just paint him to look like a cow.
We need one of those, what is it, the Red Rider like wagon?
Yeah, wagon. No, we need a yard robot.
Yeah, a yard robot.
Shout out. A yard robot.
And if you want to know what that joke means, I think you want to come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every single Tuesday. I'm pretty sure we said that on stream. We maybe didn't. That might have been before stream. Not important.
Not important.
If you were here, you'd know.
You would know.
Maybe. But another reason to come by the Strum is, all right, one, to vote whether or not hoodies are good or bad. Two, to maybe win Beautiful Die Hard Dice. Nika, did you see them at PAX Unplugged? There was a two. You said that PAX Unplugged was so crowded.
It was so crowded. I did not see them.
I don't know if they're there.
I just assume so.
I don't think that we went through everything and I did not see them there. So unless they had like a smaller booth or it was hidden somewhere, I did not see them.
Every single week we give away Die Hard Dice codes. You get $25 of damn credit to order whatever the damn you want, including our own dice. That's in its own little dice tin. It's called Dracona Arita. They're gorgeous. I feel so hashtag blessed that they where are ours? Hashtag blessed that they hadn't done this style yet. And mm-hmm. we were able to work with them and figure it out. Gold with green scales, baby girl.
Ooh, they're beautiful.
Beautiful. Ooh. I accidentally bought the DM version, so it doesn't roll as good. but it is a great set of dice. Dieharddice.com. Congratulations to the Nightbringer. You have won dice. You have won dice. Thank you. While Michael looks up the code, I just want to, like we say a few times, but I want to encourage everyone to leave a 5-star rating review. We don't read them anymore. I know that hurt a lot of people, and we are sorry. It felt like it was taking too much time on the podcast. We've said it before. We're so, so thankful. So please don't feel like the fact that we don't read it is we're not as appreciative. It's just that it took a lot of work to do and it took a lot of time. It was a surprising amount of time on the actual recording. So that's why we don't do it. But still, please go to iTunes or Spotify or Good Pods, I guess. That's probably a good one to go to. And leave us a rating and review. As we said before, it's bad out there. And we honestly, we need all the help we can get. You know what I'm saying? None of us have been on True Blood.
Yeah.
None of us have painted. Well, I mean, that's not true. None of us have ever like been like a starring role in a cartoon.
Nope.
Yeah.
So we're just some fucking little piggies, you know, little rats out here that run around in a damn wheel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Hey. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nika, for sending me that code.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Tim, for getting the codes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer and Bachman, for being here. Love you guys all. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
All right. Well, I guess until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.